Every year, Alameda County Library celebrates Artist Education Month in March. This year's theme is Art is Everywhere. This theme invites us to use our creativity to engage with our world in new ways. Press 9 at any time to go back to the main menu. Let's go on a treasure hunt to see what artful discoveries are waiting to be found in our everyday world. Before we begin, let's take a pause. Close your eyes and take a breath. Now gently open your eyes and look around you. Notice the colors and shapes of your world. Next, use your hand that is not holding the phone to create a circle frame to look through like a telescope. Put your telescope hand to one eye and close the other eye. Take a look around at your world framed by this small circle. This frame is a simple yet powerful artist tool to create focus. It allows us to choose to look at a small part of our world with an artist's eye and discover interesting things. Let's take a look. What can you discover when you look through the telescope frame? What do you see? Tilt your head to look up. Now try looking down for a bird's eye view. What do you see? How is your world different now that you're seeing a piece of it in a frame? What has caught your eye? What is something interesting that you have found? Maybe it's an object or a part of an object. Maybe it's a person or a part of a person. Shift your frame around what has caught your eye to try different options for what is inside your frame. Try moving your object of interest to the center of the frame. Now try moving it toward the side of the frame. See how this changes the picture you are creating. Artists call the sighting, what goes in the frame, composing a picture. The picture in the frame is called a composition because it is one picture made of several parts that the artist chooses to include. As you choose what goes in your frame and what does not, you are composing your picture. When you have your composition just the way you want it in your frame, take a pause. Savor this picture that you have found on your treasure hunt. Let's try this again, but this time let's make a frame with both of our hands. You're invited to put your phone on speaker if possible, or listen to these next suggestions and then put your phone down to try it. With each hand, make an L shape with your thumb and pointer finger. Put your two hands out in front of you and position your hands to make a frame to look through. There are several ways to make a frame with your hands. Find what is comfortable to you. Once you have your frame, try moving your hands closer or farther apart to make it bigger or smaller. See what you like best. Now that you have your frame, close one eye and look through it. Maybe move to a new place in your environment so you can look at it from a different perspective. This time the frame is a different shape and it is bigger. How does this change what you see? What can you discover in your world that you would like to frame? For this part of the treasure hunt, see if you can find something you haven't seen before or something someone else might not notice. Maybe it's not an object. Maybe it's the shadow of an object. Maybe it's the space between two objects. Maybe it's a small shape or detail on an object. What can you find that is new to you? Once you find your treasure, try shifting it within your frame to see what composition you like the most. Just for fun, make a click sound as if you were taking a picture of it. Take a moment to commit it to memory. Thank you for coming along on this treasure hunt. There are many ways to continue the fun. You could take a picture of your composition with your phone or make a drawing of it. You could show friends what you discovered on your treasure hunt. You could also try this again outside or try it with a family member or friend. We would love to hear about the picture you framed or what your experience was like. You are invited to stay on the line and leave a message in the guest book. If you live in Alameda County, stop by one of our AC Library locations for a free watercolor sheet in March. Thank you for joining us in this artful adventure.